Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
For some people, the idea of speaking in front of a group of people is intimidating. They think they'd never be able to do that. And for others, even talking in front of a classroom or a smaller group of people is really difficult to think about. But then, if the subject matter of those conversations is about Jesus, it somehow gets even scarier for some. You want to hear about the most fearful or difficult speaking moment that I had? It was when I had the chance to talk to a group of moms. I was invited to speak at an event for a mother's ministry, which my wife was part of. Now, you would think that somebody who talks in front of people every week would be able to handle speaking requests like that. But for some reason, when I got in that room of about 50 women, I felt like I was way out of my league. I felt like I was looking at some of the strongest people on the planet, people who had to be really good at all kinds of tasks. I mean, people who can do it all. I remember standing there and just looking out, staring and thinking, what in the world can I say to this group that's going to relate to them in any way? I wasn't sure how I was going to be relevant to them or make any sense at all. Well, maybe you've been in a setting like that. You feel like you're out of your league and you're just not sure how to make sense to anyone. Well, especially when this is a chance to speak out for Jesus. Well, whether you're teaching a lesson to a group or telling someone about him in a more one-on-one setting, a lot of times that's how you can feel. But then I remembered why I was there in that room full of mothers. And maybe what I learned there will help you overcome your fear of speaking out for Jesus. You see, I was there to share a message from God's Word. And here's what we know, that God's Word is the authority for our lives. Anytime we speak out for Jesus, we have little, if any, authority on our own. Our authority in speaking out for Jesus comes from the Word of God. And when we are faithful to speak out for Him, God will help us through the person of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Listen to this from Luke 12, verse 11 and 12. It says, "And when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say." I like how that verse says, don't be anxious. You should take comfort in knowing that anxiety in speaking out for Jesus is a natural fleshly response. It's not right, but at least you're not feeling something that people even in the time of the disciples felt. You're somewhat normal in that way. But here's the greater comfort, that the Holy Spirit will give you words in that very moment. If you're truly dependent on Him when you enter those conversations, even entering them prayerfully, then you'll experience the blessing of the Holy Spirit's guidance. Let me explain a little further about our authority coming from God's Word. Look at how the Bible's records of Jesus are recorded. When He spoke in Luke chapter 4, verse 31 to 32, it says, "And He went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. And He was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at His teaching, for His word possessed authority." And now Matthew chapter 7, verses 28 and 29 says it this way, "And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at His teaching, for He was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes." You see, they recognized a different authority when Jesus spoke. Now, we aren't Jesus, and you can argue that, well, He's God, and so how's that going to help me? Well, you're right that we aren't God, but when we speak God's word, those words have the same power and authority for salvation and edification as those who pen them into Scripture. So one of the ways you can overcome your fear of speaking out for Jesus is to remember to trust the Holy Spirit, who will give you the words to say, and speak God's words. Then you'll speak as one who has authority, because you're not just speaking your words or your best ideas, but you're communicating God's truth and bringing every conversation back to Jesus. Well, I hope this encourages you today, and I hope you'll come back next week to focus on our lives in Christ. Well, I'll talk with you then.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.